This is the Sakamuli of the 29th of July, 2025. Essence, sweet children, only when a body has a soul inside it does it have any value. However, it is the body that is decorated, not the soul. Question, what is the duty of you children? What service do you have to do? Answer, your duty is to show your equals the way to change from an ordinary woman or man into Lakshmi or Narayan. You now have to do true spiritual service of Bharat. Each of you has received a third eye of this knowledge. Therefore, your intellects and behavior should be very refined. There shouldn't be the slightest attachment to anyone. Song. Show the path to the blind, dear God. Om Shanti. Double Om Shanti. You children have to respond with Om Shanti. Our original religion is peace. You would not go anywhere else to find peace. Human beings go to sages and holy men to attain peace of mind. However, the mind and intellect are organs of the soul. Just as these organs are of bodies, so the mind and the intellect and this eye too are organs of souls. This eye is not like physical eyes. People say, O God, show the path to the blind. One has no experience of the Father's love by saying Prabhu or Ishwar. Children receive an inheritance from their father. You are sitting here in front of the father and you are also studying. Who is teaching you? You would not say that the Supreme Soul or Prabhu is teaching you. You would say that Shiv Baba is teaching you. The word Baba is very simple. And it is Babdada. A soul is called a soul. In the same way, he is the Supreme Soul. He says, I am the Supreme Soul. That is, I am God, your Father. Then, according to the drama, I, the Supreme Soul, have been given the name Shiva. Everyone in the drama has to have a name. There is also the temple to Shiva. Instead of just the one name, people on the path of devotion have given him many names. They continue to build many temples, but he is the same one. The Somnath temple is so large. It has been decorated so much. The palaces, etc., are also decorated a great deal. Just as souls cannot be decorated, in the same way the Supreme Soul cannot be decorated. He is just a point. All the decoration is only of bodies. The Father says, neither am I decorated, nor are souls decorated. Souls are just points. Such a tiny point alone cannot play a part. When a tiny soul enters a body, the body is decorated in so many different ways. Human beings have so many names. Kings and queens are decorated so much. Souls are simple points. You children have now understood that it is souls who imbibe knowledge. The Father says, I too have knowledge. The body does not have knowledge. I, the soul, have knowledge. I have to take a body in order to speak this knowledge to you. Unless there is a body, you cannot hear it. The song, Show the Path to the Blind, Dear God, has been composed. Is it bodies that have to be shown the path? No. Souls have to be shown the path. It is souls that call out. A body has two eyes. It cannot have three eyes. The third eye is symbolized by a tilak on the forehead. Some just put a dot and others draw a line. The dot symbolizes the soul. Each of you receives a third eye of this knowledge. Previously, none of you souls had a third eye of knowledge. No human being has this knowledge. This is why they are said to be without the eye of knowledge. Although everyone has physical eyes, no one in the whole world has a third eye. You are the most elevated Brahmin clan. You know how much difference there is between the path of devotion and the path of this knowledge. By knowing this knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation, you become rulers of the globe. Those who study for the ICS claim a very high status. However, here, you don't become an MP, etc., by studying. Here, MPs are elected. They become MPs, etc., on the basis of the votes they receive. You souls are now receiving Srimat from the Father. No one else can say, I am giving directions to souls. All of them are body conscious. Only the Father comes and teaches you to become soul conscious. All are body conscious. Human beings take so much pride in their bodies. Here, the Father only looks at souls. Bodies are perishable, not worth a penny. At least the skins of animals can be sold. The bodies of human beings are of no use at all. The Father now comes and makes you worth a pound. You children know that you are now becoming deities. Therefore, you should have the intoxication of that. However, your intoxication remains number-wise according to the effort each of you makes. People have intoxication of wealth too. You children are now becoming very wealthy. You are earning huge incomes. You are praised in many ways. You are creating that garden of flowers. The golden age is called a garden of flowers. No one knows when that sapling is planted. The Father is explaining to you. People call out, O Master of the Garden, come. He would not be called the gardener. You children who look after centers are called gardeners. There are many types of gardener. There is only the one master of the garden. The gardener of the Miracle Gardens must receive a high salary. He has created such beautiful gardens that everyone goes there to see them. The Murgles were very fond of such things. When the wife of Shah Jahan died, he built the Taj Mahal in memory of her. Their names are still remembered. They have created such beautiful memorials. So the Father explains that human beings are praised so much. Human beings are human beings. Many human beings die in war. Then what is done to them? Petrol or kerosene is poured on all the bodies to burn them. Some remain lying there just like that. They are not buried. There is no respect at all. You children should now have the intoxication of becoming Narayan. This is the intoxication of becoming a master of the world. This is the story of the true Narayan. Therefore, you would definitely become like Narayan. Each of you souls receives a third eye of knowledge. It is the Father who gives it. There is also the story of the third eye. The Father sits here and explains the meaning of all these stories. Those who relate these stories don't know anything at all. They also tell the story of immortality. They go so far to Amarnath. The Father comes here and tells you this story. He doesn't tell you it from up above. It wasn't that he sat up there and narrated the story of immortality to Parvati. All the devotional stories that have been made up are fixed in the drama. That will happen again. The Father sits here and shows you children the contrast between this knowledge and devotion. Each of you has now each received a third eye of this knowledge. They say, O God, show the path to the blind. They call out on the path of devotion. The Father comes and gives each of you a third eye of this knowledge. No one except you knows about this. Someone who doesn't have a third eye of this knowledge is called one-eyed or half-blind. The eyes of people are different from one another. Some people's eyes are very beautiful. They are given prizes because of their beauty. They are called Miss India or Miss So-and-so. Look what the Father is now making you children into from what you were. There is natural beauty there. Why Sri Krishna is praised so much? Because he becomes the most beautiful one of all. He claims the number one Karmateet stage. This is why his praise is number one. The Father sits here and explains all of this to you. The Father says again and again, children, man manabhav, O souls, remember your Father. It is number-wise amongst you children too. For instance, when a father has five children, if one is very sensible, he would be number one. They would be like beads of a rosary. He would say, this one is the second number and this one is the third number. They can never be all the same. The Father's love for them would also be number-wise. That is a limited aspect. Here it is an unlimited aspect. The behavior and intellects of the children who have received a third eye of this knowledge have to be very refined. There is the king flower. Similarly, this Brahma and Saraswati are the king and queen flowers. They are clever in both this knowledge and yoga. You know that you are becoming deities. Eight main ones become the eight jewels. First of all, there is the flower, the tassel. Then there is the jewel bead. Brahma and Saraswati. People turn the beads of a rosary. In fact, you are not worshipped. You are only remembered. Flowers mustn't be offered to you. Flowers can only be offered when bodies are pure. Here, no one's body is pure. Everyone is born through the poison of vice, and this is why they are called vicious. Lakshmi and Narayan are said to be completely viceless. Children will be born there too. It isn't that babies will be born in tubes. All of these things have to be understood. You children are made to sit here in a bhati for 7 days. Some bricks are made very strong in a furnace, whereas others remain weak. The example of the furnace is given. How could bricks in a furnace be mentioned in the scriptures? Then the story of the kittens is also mentioned. There is also the story of Golbakavli that mentions a cat. The cat extinguishes the lamp. The same applies to you. Maya, the cat, causes obstacles. She makes your stage fall. Body consciousness is number one, and then the other vices follow. There is also a lot of attachment. A daughter would say, I will do spiritual service to make Bharat into heaven. But because of their attachment, the parents would say, we won't allow this. There is so much attachment. You mustn't become a cat of attachment. The father comes and makes you into a deity from an ordinary human. Narayan from an ordinary man. This is your aim and objective. Your duty is to serve your equals and to serve Bharat. You know what you were and what you have now become. Now make effort once again to become a king of kings. You know that you are establishing your own kingdom. There is no question of difficulty in this. The way that destruction will take place is created in the drama. Previously too, there was the war with missiles. Destruction will take place when all your preparations are made and all of you have become flowers. Someone is a king of flowers, others are roses, and others are jasmine. Each of you can understand for yourself whether you are an ak flower or another type of flower. There are many who are unable to imbibe any of this knowledge at all. Everyone is number-wise. From being completely the highest, they would become completely the lowest. That kingdom is created here. In the scriptures, the Pandavas have been portrayed melting away. Nothing is known of what happened afterwards. Many stories have been written, but nothing like that happened. The intellects of you children are now becoming so clean. Baba continues to explain to you in many different ways. It is so easy. Simply remember the father and your inheritance. The father says, I alone am the purifier. Both you, the souls, and your bodies are impure. You now have to become pure. When a soul becomes pure, his body too becomes pure. You have to make a lot of effort. The father says, some children are very weak. They forget to remember the father. Baba relates his own experience. While having my meal, I remember that Shiv Baba is feeding me, then I'd forget. And I then suddenly remember again. You too are number wise according to the efforts you make. Some are free from bondage, but they then become trapped. They even adopt children. You children have now found the Father who gives each of you a third eye of this knowledge. They have referred to this as the story of receiving the third eye. You are now becoming theists from atheists. You children know that the Father is a point. He is the ocean of knowledge. People say that he is beyond name and form. Oh, but since he is the ocean of knowledge, he would definitely be the one who speaks this knowledge. His form is shown as an oval image. Therefore, how could he be beyond name and form? He has been given hundreds of names. All of this knowledge should remain in the intellects of you children very well. It is said that God is the ocean of knowledge. Even if a whole forest was made into pens and an ocean into ink, there would be no end to this knowledge. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharana 1. You have now been made worth a pound by the Father. You are going to become deities. Therefore, maintain the intoxication of becoming like Narayan. Become free from bondage and do service. Don't become trapped by any bondage. Become clever in this knowledge and yoga, and become a king of flowers like the mother and father. Also serve your equals. Blessing, may you be cooperative by using all your treasures to serve all souls and thereby become an easy yogi. The way to become an easy yogi is to consider yourself to be a server and to serve all souls of the world with all thoughts, words, and actions, and to use everything for service. Whatever treasures of powers, virtues, this knowledge, and time for earning an elevated income that you have received from the Father in this Brahman life, use them all for doing service. That is, be cooperative, and you will become an easy yogi. However, only those who are full are able to be cooperative. So to be cooperative means to be a great donor. Slogan, become one with unlimited disinterest and all sanskars of being attracted will easily finish. Avyak signal, accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. Just as you set your program for physical work according to your daily timetable, similarly set a program for the powerful stage of your mind and you will accumulate the power of thoughts. To the extent that you keep your mind busy with powerful thoughts, accordingly, your mind will have no time to get upset. When your mind is constantly set, that is, when it is concentrated, good vibrations automatically spread and service takes place. Om Shanti.